trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge.
It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
I'll let you know where I get when I get my check for writing that song. I don't think it's coming. Who knows? All right, so a couple things you can see on our Instagram right now. First of all, this Pepsi / Peeps marshmallow flavor is coming out. That's right. Pepsi and Peeps collaborated again. This is actually the second time they're doing it to make a Peeps flavored Pepsi. And you can see it all on our Instagram at US 99 Chicago. But they're actually combining with Snapchat this time too to use their augmented reality technology to send you on kind of like a virtual egg hunt with chances to unlock different prizes. So when you buy this Peeps Pepsi, flavored Pepsi, then you get like these scan codes that you can go ahead and open it up in Snapchat to see if you instantly won different prizes. So it's not just tasting a flavor of Pepsi that a lot of people, I think, hate the taste of Peeps anyways, but you could also win some prizes when you do that. Now, let's talk about a human that I want to be friends with. But so if anyone knows, then tag me in something that, I don't know, he probably doesn't have Instagram. He's 103 years old, but he's in Fox River Grove, and his name is Ed Berthold. And I just want to shout him out because this man is a legend, and he just keeps bowling. He's been bowling for over 80 years, and he's nearly twice the age of many of his teammates because he bowls in a 50 and over bowling league. So he's 103 years old. Probably getting a better score than I could ever in my life. So I just want to shout him out, man. That's pretty cool. And if anybody knows him, give him a hug for me. Now, finally, let's talk about one of our Windy City Smokeout artists, Zach Bryan. First of all, Zach Bryan has been making waves in a lot of different ways in the music industry. One of them is through the way he's been selling his tickets. Now, if you haven't figured it out yet, Ticketmaster is a terrible system and a terrible way to buy tickets. Lots of fees, lots of problems buying the tickets for a lot of fans. You saw it with the Taylor Swift stuff. It keeps happening over and over. Zach Bryan did something totally different. Said, I'm not dealing with that. I hate how they treat my fans. So he did something called a fair ticketing policy. And for his Burn, Burn, Burn tour, he did something kind of special where he used a lottery system, but also sold tickets only through AXS.com. So all the tickets have a capped price. Nobody paid more than $156, including taxes and fees. So all the tickets, he wanted to make sure that they were between $40 and $133, or $130. So you weren't paying, you know, $1,000 a ticket for these shows. And now he said that his shows didn't sell out in 30 seconds like they used to, because all these bots aren't buying up the tickets and reselling them at a higher price to his fans, but they are still selling out and doing well. So I want to shout out Zach Bryan, and I hope you get these Windy City Smokeout tickets tomorrow from Melissa and Austin. Tomorrow morning, you can go ahead and win those. But Zach Bryan doing the good work, and I hope more artists and shows in general, anybody that's doing a show that sells anything through something like Ticketmaster, jumps on that and does it for their fans again, right? It's US 99 Chicago. You find all that on our Instagram as well. Trending.